Sandra, I have to tell you that my kids have been reading your books for years. They're the kind of pictures that completely capture a child's imagination. Do you get as much delight out of producing them?
Thank you, Mark. Well, yes, certainly I do. But don't think I'm illustrating all the time. I work freelance, and freelance work tends to be really great from the point of view of, if you like, a variety in your life about what you do, and when particularly with children's illustration, because you have intensive bursts and then you have periods of time when you haven't got any work coming in. But when it does, meeting the deadline is the hardest part. When a book's being produced, the illustrator is the last person to do their bit. And by that stage, often the restriction of time means that you resort to a similar style, one you know you can do fast, but you have to accept that. But yes, it's ideal for a mother at home with small children, which was my situation when I started. You can work any time of the night or day.
How did you get into illustrating children's books? Did you do a particular course that trained you for it?
Not really. I did a 3-year graphic design degree when I left secondary school and learned all sorts of things. And while I was at college, I also worked for an advertising agency. I've always believed that you try and work in the situation you're heading for while you're training, because that's a really good way of networking with people and making contacts and finding out what the real world's like. So from that perspective, it was great. I did lots of ads for the Vogel's Bread Company, and at any one time in my flat, I would have all these varieties of bread in my kitchen, and I would be using black charcoal pencil on quite rough paper, and it would give a beautiful texture when you did realistic drawings of the bread. But I had to hurry up and draw it before it went mouldy. It was quite time-consuming, what with all the tiny seeds and crusty edges, but the company wanted very realistic pictures. I lost count of how many buns and loaves I had to draw. But realistic illustration gives me immense satisfaction, so I didn't mind. And then I didn't start doing children's books until I had children and needed to work from home.
How does the actual process work? Do you and the writer ever meet up?
No. The editor and the writer have worked on the script of the story together. Then I get a phone call and the editor says, it's due in this amount of time. Are you interested? And I always say yes. And then you receive what we call the layout in the post. That's basically big sheets of white paper with an outline of the book on it and the actual story positioned on the page where the editor wants to see it. And then they will give you a brief, which is a page-by-page idea of what they want to see from the artist. And I'm lucky in that I've developed a relationship with a few editors in different companies now, so that that brief can be quite flexible when I receive it, because they understand that I've been doing this long enough to know the relationship that's got to happen between the picture and the word, particularly in emergent readers. That's little children who are learning to read. They need a very strong picture-word relationship and consistent pictures. You can't have a drawing of someone on one page wearing a certain sort of clothing and then change it on the next. That just wouldn't work.
Yes, I know from my own children that repetition and familiarity are important in books. But when you know you've got work, what's the next step?
Well, it usually starts with me reading through the story, and I immediately see it in my mind. I have an immediate idea about the central character, and often, if it's not an animal or cartoon idea, if it's actually a child or an adult, I try to think of someone I know, and I base the character on that person. Especially if it needs to be realistic, I might then go out and take a lot of photos of that person, if they agree, to sort of help me get some idea about facial expression and that sort of thing. Mm. I used my neighbour in my last book, and she thought it was hilarious. And my eldest son, James, has appeared through his life in many of my books. The poor child has had to pose doing all sorts of things because children are quite tricky to draw, and it's really helpful if you actually have their little bodies and hands to see how they work. Mm. They tend to hold themselves and stand differently to adults.
Have you ever used your own children to get some feedback on your work?
No, not like that. When they were younger, they used to look at the pictures a lot. They've always been part of their lives. And me illustrating at home has always been part of what they know. I think the best spin-off has been that they've both been exposed to books constantly, and I have a deep belief in reading to children right from the word go. James and Andrew were barely six, and they were thoroughly enjoying all sorts of books by that stage. I mean, they had a reading ability way beyond some of their friends at the same age. It's all about the contact you have with your child, and I think that children are missing out on that more and more, perhaps with everybody being busy, but books are a wonderful way to curl up and get together.
And for any young person who would like a career in illustration, how should they go about it?
Well, you need to build up a portfolio, lots of examples of your work, to show to publishers. Mm-hmm. It's really good to show a range of ethnic backgrounds. The fact that you can draw people and animals, perhaps that you can cartoon. Versatility is the key to getting work. And when I started out, I just went round lots of different children's publishers and met the editor. I suppose you could send in your CV first, but I tended to ring and make an appointment and go and see them, because I believe that it's always best to go and speak to somebody. Mm. They get a better idea about the person they're dealing with. And if you really want to get on, you have to market yourself really well. You need to generate your own work and put your face in front of people at overseas conferences, that sort of thing. The great majority of our most successful contemporary artists are trained teachers, and they've worked in that profession while they've consolidated their art career. So it's always handy to have something else up your sleeve.